up, cousin? Welcome to Coco Conjure. Here we talk about all things hoodoo, folklore, and spiritual journeys. My goal is to give foundation to the novice and inspiration to the advanced practitioner. If you have not guessed already, my name is Coco. Ooh, man, before I go any further, I want to say thanks to everyone who has recently joined in on the fun and left comments. The conversation about karma and defining your relationship with the Abrahamic God, it really touched like a whole new audience. If you are someone who was touched and you decided to stay, thanks for pulling up a seat to the table. I'm so glad that you're here with me. I'm happy to share my bread with you, cousin. Amen and amen. As of this recording, the spring equinox is upon us. The spring equinox, or the vernal equinox, you might hear it called, in 2025 is on March 20th. If you are listening on the day of release, you have some time to prepare, but baby, whether you're listening to it now or a month from now, I'm telling you, it's time to go outside. And I am so freaking hype because for the first time in a long time, my body can handle the outside. Okay, I'm going to be in all the line dances at the family cookout. I'm going to be going to the Caribbean festival at Bordy Winery or Linganore Winery, I think it is, and doing the Jerusalem dance and getting down with the dance hall moves with my Caribbean cousins. I am so ready for what is coming for us, let me tell you guys. Okay, let me calm down so I can get through this recording without blown out eardrums. Okay, here we go. So if you are new here, because there are a few of you who are new, let me tell you my absolute worst kept secret. I am not a Christian hoodoo. I know you didn't see that shit coming. No. So I'm definitely secular, but I would consider myself an earth pagan hoodoo. No, I don't follow any of the European or the Egyptian gods. I'm not Wiccan. Although I will tell you that you can pair those things with hoodoo. I've seen it done. It's being done as we speak. Don't think that anything is out of the realm of possibility. I'm just saying that I am not those things. No, I'm secular. I follow no gods. Instead, I am earth-based for sure. I think that everything we need to sustain ourselves is right here on this planet. Okay, the earth spirits that are around us, the universal forces that move us forward, everything we need is right here for us. So I don't look to the divine in any way. What does that mean for you today? That means you get to listen to me talk about stuff that's very pagan, like solstices and equinoxes. Okay, so don't run away from me. Stay with me, please. I promise you we're going to have a good time. And I promise you, it's all going to relate back to hoodoo. I promise. Okay. Because hoodoo is my foundation. So most times when you hear a magical person talk about solstices and equinoxes, you hear it in reference to the wheel of the year. Okay. If you're getting into hoodoo and you're about that, you've been in the witchy space, like the overall general witchy space, you've heard of the wheel of the year. Okay. The wheel of the year is a wheel that Wiccans and other pagan groups may follow due to its history and adjacent practices. And it signifies the movement of the sun, right? It signifies seasons changing. Okay. So the solstices are when the winter solstice, when the sun is coming back. So you have a shorter day, longer night. And then the next day, right? The next day, the days start to get longer. Same with the summer solstice. When the summer solstice happens, it's the longest day of the year, shortest night of the year. And then the day afterward, the sun starts to, you know, retreat back. Okay. The days start to get shorter, right? Those are the solstices. And then on the other side of that, you have the equinoxes, meaning spring and autumn. That's when days are balanced. Day and night is balanced, okay? And on that wheel of the year that you've probably heard of, you'll hear of like Ostara, Yule, yada, yada, okay? That's not what I'm talking about. The solstices and equinoxes, but I'm not talking about the wheel of the year. I'm not talking about that in particular. I don't know any of those celebrations or what they include. They have nothing to do with what I do. Whatever it is, like, have a good time, right? Even now, if you celebrate it, I mean, have a good time. Even now, I go to a pagan temple, church, organization out in Frederick, Maryland, and they will have a Yule party and then they'll have a winter solstice thing. I go to the winter solstice thing. I'm not interested in Yule, right? So when I'm talking about it, I'm talking about it. When I'm talking about the wheel of the year, when I'm talking about solstices and equinoxes, I'm talking about it as it relates to the solar rhythm. Okay. Now, I have an episode on the winter solstice and about timing and hoodoo. So I'm not going to repeat too much about the solar rhythm. All right. But too long didn't read. The solar rhythm is the effect that the sun has on our earth and how it affects the timing of our work and how we go about our day to day lives. Okay. And I'm not talking about the more immediate short term work like your fast money, right? You might pair other short term works with the lunar cycle, right? Your new moons, your full moons, your waning moons. That's the lunar cycle, right? You might pair it with that. No, no. I'm talking about long term, year long goals because it takes a full year for us to ride that solar rhythm. That solar rhythm also has us living seasonally. The foods we eat, the activities we do, when we go inside and dive deep into our shadow and dive deep into our inner life, when we decide to come forth and live loud and bright, the solar rhythm also dictates that as well. Okay. So last we spoke, we acknowledged that the winter solstice was a time for us to go home, to stay home, prepare ourselves for the return of the sun, right? And for the days to get longer, a time for us to reflect on what we want for the year and clear out all that stuff that's in our way, to do that open road work, right? It's time to clear out anything that's going to block our blessings, right? But before we even got to that part, we needed to make sure that we understood what blessings we wanted, right? We need to make sure that we prepared ourselves for the possibility of great things coming our way. The spring equinox is the day when we have equal parts day and night. And after that day, we'll have more time in the sun. And you know, cousin, that us melanated ones, we glow in the sun. This is our time. This is the time for the seasonal depressed cousins to shred those blankets and come forth, right? The sun is going to feel so warm on our face, cousin. I swear, you know, because once our glow is activated, okay, we're going to feel renewed and rejuvenated. And that is the spirit of the spring equinox, rejuvenation, renewal, calling our power up, right? And on the day itself, on the actual day of the spring equinox, seeking balance of mind, body, and spirit before we hit the gas and get on them highways at top speed, okay? And understand, the spring equinox is when we start to rev our engines, okay? And that's worldwide. That's across culture. In the Hindu communities that celebrate Holi to welcome the spring, they burn statues of their gods at night and party and throw color powders during the day, right? There's all sorts of Holi lore, a deep cultural understanding behind the celebration of Holi in the Hindu communities. And if you want a more in-depth answer, check out the show notes. Dr. Andrew M. Henry from Religion for Breakfast did an entire episode on it. And if you ever want to see what spring should look like, it's definitely Holi. They do a good on Holi. Okay. I'm going to leave that in the show notes. There's a lot to deep dive into that. Between the religious lore, the cultural understanding, a lot of perspectives to keep in mind. And being a scholar, Dr. Henry did much better than I could ever do. So I'm not even going to try and tackle that. In Thailand, they have, I think I'm saying this correctly, the Songkran. I don't think I said that right. I believe it's almost like a New Year's festival with a lot of water being tossed about, okay? In England, they gather around Stonehenge. Wiccans and other neo-pagans have Ostara. If you are a Hellenistic pagan, then you welcome the return of Persephone from the underworld. I heard that gets kind of fun. Carnival. Oh, you know us brown and black folks. We know about the carnival, all right? It's celebrated around this time, around the start of spring and around that equinox. And of course, you get Holy Week if you're Christian or Catholic. That's right. Jesus probably was not crucified when you think he was, right? The celebration was moved to around the spring equinox because Jesus's story is one of renewal, rebirth, all right? And the spring equinox holds correlating spiritual meaning. So just like how the Christians wanted to make sure that their Messiah was born on the winter solstice or thereabout to signify his holiness, we're having the same thing with his rebirth. Okay, the rebirth is conveniently happening around the time when everyone is celebrating rebirths and renewals. Okay, one of the things that most of these festivals have in common, most of these celebrations have in common, is the party, right? Even Christians, right? Even my Christian cousins, I see y'all out there. Y'all ain't gonna tell me y'all ain't gonna sip on some punch and feel the spirit when you go to the Easter service, okay? Depending on your denomination, you probably gonna get invited to the spring tent revivals, all right? You're gonna put on that good suit and stun on them at the Easter brunch, all right? It's a little more demure. You're not throwing color powders at each other. It's a little more, you know, classy and put together. You ain't out there shaking your rump with the feathers and all that, but you having a good time. You're celebrating life coming back, right? So it's time to go outside and fill our bodies with life. Okay, we can shake off the death that looms over us, kept us looking inward, and we too can be reborn again into a wider community. Or, you know, at least get away from the people we saw all winter long. Close quarters ain't good sometimes. Okay, so everybody is celebrating. What can we do as spiritual workers? What can we do as hoodoos, right? To usher in spring and take advantage of this spirit of renewal around the equinox? What can we do to welcome life back into our space? Okay, so let's take a step back. We've already thought long and hard about what we needed to get through the year during the winter equinox, okay? Or sorry, the winter solstice. We've prepared our roads so these things can come easier to us. You probably already started working on bringing these things to you, right? We've prepared our mind so when our opportunities come, we can just grab them right out the air. So now all that's left to do, now that spring is sprung, is call those blessings by name. Put it in action. Go for it, okay? And remember, we're talking long term. We're talking about seeing fruits of this labor grow over an entire year. All right. So whatever your New Year's resolution was in January, baby, it's March. You probably already forgot about it. No. We're going to take this spring equinox. We're going to rejuvenate that goal we had. Okay. And we're going to go for it. All right. In the most hoodoo way possible. So, I want you to really, really pull out those big goals. Example. Here's an example for you. You guys know I am on a health journey, not just losing weight, but just being a healthier person, a quest to have my mind, body, spirit in balance. So I'm going to do some healing work. All right. I'm really going to take that day of the spring equinox to sit with myself and to try to recalibrate my mind, body, spirit. See, check in with myself, see where I'm at. Okay. And then, make a vow to myself, really, prepare myself for the upcoming outside that I will be outsiding. Okay. I'm going to cook myself a well-balanced meal of our traditional foods, okay? So it might not be no bacon in my greens, all right? I might put some smoked turkey breasts or something in there. You know, I'm going to have a little less rice, okay? Not as much rice as normal. Definitely going to have some black-eyed peas because we all know that's good. That's good for you. That brings prosperity and fortune, right? And I'm going to bless this food. I'm going to offer some to my ancestors and I'm going to bless this food. I'm going to say something like, the spirit of life fills me and is sustained through the food that passes my lips. As I take steps towards better health, I care for my body and nourish it with wholesome, good food and move my body with purpose. When my discipline is weak, I draw strength from those who came before me so that I may make choices that honor them and my well-being. May I find balance, peace, and a renewed sense of vitality. I say this and I know that I am heard. Right? So that's going to be my spring equinox. That's what I'm going to do on that day. I'm going to have a good meal. I'm going to say my prayer. Offer some to the ancestors, and I am probably going to sit down and just start running through what my summer is going to look like from spring to September, right? Till September, just run through what are good things I can do for myself that's going to push me towards my goal. It's going to keep me on track. Let's schedule it now. Let's get it in. All right. If money is your thing, you want to make sure that every penny on your road finds its way into your pocket. Then, cousin, let's pull out those floor washes. All right. Let's get that candle dressed and set near the front door to bring in the prosperity, to bring in the abundance. Right now, I personally renewed my money pot and it's sitting near my front door so I can remember to toss the coins in. And just cleaning up my house, I found dimes, quarters, nickels, pennies. I found a dollar bill in an old purse. Like all of it's going in the pot. All right. Maybe you're not about the coins and the whatever else. Maybe you feeded lodestones and some iron shavings. I'm encouraging you to set a table or an altar for the spirit of wealth, whatever that is to you. Okay. Put whoever saint, whatever you need, put it on that altar, baby. Get it near the front door. Give it space in your home and watch those financial blessings flow in. If you've already done it as a part of your open road work, as a part of that, you know, New Year's resolution stuff, now is the time to check on it, girl. Check on it, baby. Check on it, my male cousins. Everybody, go check on your work for prosperity. Renew it. Refresh it. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's still working for you. Okay. Now is usually when I also renew my mojo bags. I've got all these brand new oils that I've made from the winter solstice to now, right? I've got, I've cleaned out my altar space. I've looked at my apothecary. I've seen what I have left, what I need more of. I've thrown out what was too old to hold on to. So now is the time I'm like, okay, let's renew these mojos. All right. I've got new goals, new desires. So I want to thank the mojo I have for what it's done so far and either refresh it or maybe it's time to create a new one for a new mission. Okay. That's also a really big thing we can do right now. Spring equinox and forward. Of course, almost forgot this. Most important part as a hoodoo baby cousin, you got to get out the broom. Now is the time to clean and sweep, right? Sweep out the BS. And sweep in the good prosperity powders, peace powders, love powders, whatever it is you're using. Let's pull it in. Sweep it into the house. Okay. Open up the windows. Let that good fresh air in. Turn on that 90s R&B or something that makes you feel good in the spirit. That old gospel music and fill your home with joy. Okay. Let's renew the energy. Let's renew the spirit of our home. Let's set the tone for the rest of the year. All right. Last part. Now we're on to the last part. The last part is you got to go outside right now. I don't mean just like in community. I mean like actually go outside. Look at the earth. Right now, my mom is looking at her backyard going through her pots and her dirts, seeing what she already has, seeing what she needs, seeing what seeds need to be planted. She'll never say that it's a hoodoo garden. She'll never say that that's what she's about, even though she's got the jars and a full apothecary on her own, okay, of things that she grew. She's never going to call it a hoodoo, all right? But this is what she does. And I swear, cousin, I'm going to get her on this podcast and we're going to talk about her garden because as an urban homesteader or urban gardener, she is one of the most proficient people I've ever seen. She can make something out of nothing, let me tell you. All right. I don't have nearly as much land as she does, but, you know, I got to stain my plant stand that I have on my balcony. Shoot, I need to stain my balcony, if I'm being honest, just to make sure that it's weatherproof and it's not going to fall apart on me. I'm going through my field journals. What did I grow last year when I moved? What did well? What didn't do well? You know, let me rearrange the space on the balcony so I have an idea of what can go where, what I can add. Like, you have to. Now is the time to go outside, start that garden, right? It can be a little windowsill garden if you need it to be. It can be, you know, a whole section, plant beds in your backyard. It doesn't matter, all right? Wherever you are, now is the time to look towards that. Okay, also outside, not meaning herbs and so forth. It could just mean planning your social calendar like we talked about. Meeting up with your like-minded people, be them church people, pagan people, knitters, hikers, other gardeners, whatever it is that fills you with life. Look ahead to the summer, look ahead to next summer and start planning your day trips, family visits, wine parties, any of that, all of that. Okay. Now is the time. We're going to plant those seeds of community, of love, prosperity, wealth, of, you know, actual seeds, right? We're going to root ourselves down deep and we're going to prepare to soak in the sun. All right. Yes, all of these things, most of these things can be due at any time of the year. You do work when work needs to be done. I will always say that. But I'm telling you, okay, I'm telling you, now is the time to celebrate life. Life, the sun, the life giver, right, is going to shine on us more. It's came back, right? It's not just peaking. It's here to stay for longer and longer and longer until we hit that summer solstice. All right. We're no longer in the shadows of winter, no longer held captive by the cold and the snow, no longer looking inward. So let's take advantage of the earth coming back to life under the sun's sweet, sweet kiss and follow in her footsteps. Okay, so we've reached the portion of the podcast where I scour the interwebs, look at the boards, and just see what all the internet witches and internet spiritualists, occultists are talking about and what they're doing. I pulled the first question. Oh, I always do this. I pulled the first question from Reddit. It says, hello. Please, any spiritual items I can use that give you good luck regardless of your situation? Many thanks. Okay, so as a hoodoo, I would tell you that probably would be a rabbit's foot. It's the first thing that came to my mind. You would need a rabbit's foot. Mm-hmm. You could craft some sort of mojo, assemble some spirits in a mojo for luck in general, just towards what you want. It's also a good idea. I'm trying to think. I think everything else I can think of is more like geared towards gambling and things like that. So for like general luck, just having shit on your side when you need it, I would say rabbit's foot, or you can just go to a worker, or if you yourself are a worker, you can look up things that to put in a mojo bag or to, you know, whatever else you might want to carry with you, that will just bring you luck in general. Sure. When we say luck, it's kind of touchy, you know. I would definitely aim it to something. So like if you're going out to the casino, you gambling, have something for that. You know what I mean? Like, you're going on a date, and like a speed date kind of place, or you're going to a singles mixer, have something for that. That's what I would say. I definitely wouldn't dabble in just general luck. But yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind is a rabbit's foot or a mojo bag. Like assembled for luck. Okay, last question. It says, I tried to be respectful and go about it the right way to ask permission for bank dirt from the bank. How do you all take dirt from the bank? What a great question. Let me tell you what I don't do. I don't ask for permission from the people at the bank. I don't do that. I normally will have a jar with me. I'll go to whichever banking establishment, is the one I call my home base. I park somewhere close to, you know, the grass, the tree, the dirt, like the flower bed they might have around the entrance of the building. And then I just bend down and take the dirt. I just take it. I'll usually pour out some water, or leave, some pennies, there. Normally I want to say water. I usually leave water. Like, I'll pour water out where I took the dirt from and say thank you and go about my business. The reason why is because, one, if you go into the bank and ask for bank dirt, they're going to say no. They're going to tell you no. And they're going to ask you why. And now you're trapped in this conversation. Well, I'm a hoodoo and I need the bank dirt because I want to do some financial blessing work. You know, now that spring has sprung, I'm looking for my finances to also spring up. Like, don't, none of that. Just take it. You take the dirt. You take the dirt and you make sure you leave something in return, pour out some water or something. If you don't like to do it during the day, then, you know, after the bank is closed, you just drive up to the bank, park your car in front of where you're going to take the dirt. So that way you don't have any, like, anyone lurking on you. And then you take the dirt, pour out the water, say thank you and go back home. Bank dirt is good. Bank using dirts in general in your work is like, it's cheap. You're not going to the Botanica buying, you know, $60 worth of candles, yada yada. And it's very resourceful, very useful, in work. I have bank dirt in my pot, in my money pot right now. and then I have like things like the money sticks in it, like it's growing up, like flowers, like it's trying to grow, like, you know. And you don't, another thing is that it's not like a graveyard or a cemetery where you're taking dirt from a spirit that used to have a body, or you're taking dirt from the trees, you know, that are guarding or holding down, rooting down the cemetery to this earth, right? It's not the same. The energy of the bank dirt comes from the actual movement of money, the money flowing in and out of the building, the commerce going in and out of the building, the people going in and out of the building. That's what's generating the spirit of commerce, of wealth in that, around that bank. And that's what's seeping into the earth, the dirt. There's no one to ask. You understand? You just take a little for yourself and make sure you leave something behind to replace it. That's it, as offering it out of respect. That's all you gotta do. Seriously. Okay. So we've reached the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for staying with me as long as you have. I definitely know we've reached the end of it because Grace Jones, my black cat, has decided that she needs to be all up on me in my lap. Meowing at me if I stop petting her. I love this cat.
Love you, mama. Yeah.
Okay, before we get out of here, though, I want to let you know that you deserve the world. Okay? The sun is back. It was making its way back during that winter solstice, but baby, on the spring equinox, it's here. It's looking at us all day. It's saying, hey, it's only going to get brighter from here. Okay, we are going to step out into that sun. We are going to glow. We are going to bask in the glory that is life. We are going to enjoy the life that we have. We are going to build and mold and cultivate a life that we want. If it's not making us happy, if it's not making us joyful, we are leaving it where it sits. We are leaving it back in winter. And as we move forward, we are going to plant the seeds of joy and rejuvenation and renewal. And we are going to reach for those blessings, because cousin, when you call for your blessings, they do come to you. I will see you guys next time.